You can see my award-winning climate comedy show Spoilers at a festival near you, provided you live near or are going to McCunclith or Wells comedy festivals. More dates added soon near you, conceivably, who knows what might happen.
And if you are at Mac, come and see ComCom Redacted live at 4 p.m. on the Saturday.
Go to stuartgoldsmith.com and click the very attractive banner image to find out more.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there, I'm Stuart Goldsmith, and welcome to an exclusive from my Comedians Comedian podcast. A little while ago, I interviewed David Cross for my show that aims to get to the heart of the creative process of your favourite comics. If you've not heard the show before, what I basically do is ask comedians how they write their jokes, find out if they're secretly sad, and if they're not, I try to convince them that they are. David was a brilliant guest, and he very kindly offered to let me release the following clip, which is his intended finale for his stand-up CD entitled It's Not Funny from 2004. It's a conversation between David and the pre-recorded voice of H. John Benjamin, who many of you will know as the voice of Archer in the superb animated sitcom of the same name. It was the planned ending bit for the whole CD. David was touring it for a year, and then his album label refused to release it, but he's given it to me and kindly allowed me to distribute it, which I'm doing here with the following permission. This is an email from Mr. Cross himself. I, David Cross, of this email address of sound mind and body, do declare that this audio file, let's call it Clapping in the USA, is mine, all mine, and I'm happy to give it to Stuart to post on his podcast thing, especially as I willfully have no presence on social media. Yours in Christ, David. So here it is. You can download both parts of our two-hour interview from comedianscomedian.com if you haven't already, in which David talks very frankly about his anger, about how he coped with depression, about his early material, and of course the various challenges of working on Mr. Show and Arrested Development. Here for the very first time anywhere is Clapping in the USA.
I think there is one good thing that has come out of this war in Iraq. And just because you got to find a silver lining, you know. And no, seriously, I'm not joking. There is one good thing that's come out of it, and that is, you know, let's be honest, you know, 10,000 less Iraqis. Yeah, come on, people. Those people have fucked with us never, all right? Never. Read your history books, all right? Oh, I can't wait for Operation Rest of the Brown Ones. That's going to be a good one. That domino effect. Yeah, serious next, motherfucker. Come on. No, the best thing about it is that for somebody like me, it gives me an opportunity to hear all the country and Western music that I've been missing, you know? Seriously, because I don't listen to shitty music, and I don't. I try not to, you know. I don't go see shitty movies. I don't watch shitty TV shows. I'm fucking stupid that way. I don't get to hear all the Toby Keith stuff and the Daryl Wooleries and all that shit. But when the war, you know, when there's that patriotism, nationalism, fascism thing going on and that stuff rises to the top and then you get to hear it, you know, incessantly. And that's what the war is good for, you know, in a sense. And my favorite song, I actually got to hear twice, is God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood. You know, which he wrote that for the Gulf War, but then fucking September 11th, 9/11 remix. Yeah, that's right. And what I like about that that song is it's got that great line in there, you know, when he goes, and I'd surely stand up next to you and defend her still today. Really? Well, here's your second chance, asshole. Fucking pick up a gun and hop to it. Plane leaves from over there. Get the fuck over there, asshole. What? Put your money where your mouth is, you fucking hypocrite. What? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you with all the flags flapping in my ears. What? What's that? Oh, you got another gig at Branson. Okay, I'm sorry, yeah. I mean, the irony, that's amazing. There's the irony of, like, all these people all across America just proudly and emotionally stirred, move, standing up at concerts, you know, at all the state fairs and, you know, NASCAR smash-em-ups and all that shit, and just going, and a Shirley stand up next to you, and, well, not me, but my neighbor's kid, and defend her. Well, he had to go to college, you know? And really, those songs are really pretty much, all they do is kind of name cities and towns, you know, and get everybody excited. That's what like 80% of the lyrical content of those songs are, you know. It's like, you know, as I drove on down through Denver, I'm from Denver. Denver! Fucking Broncos! I love that song. I love that song. Yeah, but the worst one is that guy, that song by that guy Hoyt. What the fuck's his name? Hoyt. From the lakes of North Dakota to the hills of Kentucky, across the plains of Kansas, from sea to shining sea, from Plattsburgh down to Tucson, from New York to L.A., all across this land, we take our stand, 'cause we're not afraid to say. These are places in America, the places on a map. Cities and towns to sing about and get you all to clap. And I wave my arms up along with you and clap the night away. 'Cause there ain't no doubt what I sing about. Clapping in the USA. Yeah, yeah. From the lakes of Walmart proper to the hills of a man-made lake, across the dried-up lake beds to the hills of Scenic Hills Lake, on up to a lake on a hill below the hill of lakes, all across this land, we take our stand, 'cause we're not afraid to say. Oh, these are places in America, the places on the map. Cities and towns sing about and get you dumb fucks to clap. And I wave my arms up along with you and clap the night away. Tell me, have you forgotten about clapping in the USA? Yeah, yeah. See, ladies and gentlemen, I love America so much. I just drive around, I see all these wonderful, wonderful, tolerant, wise people. And I can't wait. I pray to God every day. I get on my knees 5 times a day and I face east. And I proudly find my God. And I look up on my knees prostrate. And I say to him, I say, God, God,
yes,
is America your favorite country?
Yes, it is, Hoyt.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
You're welcome, Hoyt.
Thank you. And God, God.
Yes, Hoyt.
You're the only true God, isn't that right? The one we believe in?
That's right, Hoyt, I am. I've explained all this to you before.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for now.
Goodbye, Hoyt.
Okay, goodbye. See, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, God. Just one
Hoyt,
more.
Hoyt, yes, what?
Now, what if all the other nations of the world got together and formed some sort of united nation of laws and peace and hope and humanity, and we ignored it? We'd still be your favorite country, wouldn't we?
Yes, Hoyt, it would.
Ha-ha.
So, we're clear, right? America's my favorite country, and I'm the only true God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, Hoyt. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go. I'm in the middle of something.
Okay, got it. See, ladies and gentlemen, when I get in my car... Now, I'm sorry, God. I'll get out of your hair after
Look,
this one.
Look, Hoyt, I gotta go. I've got Lady Di up here, and we're having a meeting.
Yes, sir. Got it.
So, goodbye.
Goodbye, God. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen...
Oh, yeah.
I happen to own
a... pull the shaft. Yeah,
God.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
God, God.
Pull the piercing.
Wait.
Oh, fuck. Oh, Jesus.
Yes?
Not you.
Sorry.
We can still hear you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna blow my cum out.
God.
Oh, I'm gonna make a new planet.
God. Oh, it...
God.
God, the speaker thing is still on.
We're shit.
Coming.
Goodbye, Hoyt.
Goodbye, God. Thank you so much. And thank you, Washington, D.C. Improv. Thank you so much. Oh, and thank you, God. You are wise beyond your years. You are a smart one, you are. And I cannot wait to get to heaven, where there must be literally trillions upon trillions of people. But probably not that many Japanese, though, I'm guessing. I can't wait to get there. Thank you. Hey, well, when I get there, will there be modern technology that I'm used to, or will we have to go back to, like, Adam and Eve times? Or wait, is it in the future? I don't know. You're crazy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. And good night.
So that was David Cross and H. John Benjamin in Clapping in the USA. Don't miss the full interview with David, and you can hear many more in-depth creative conversations with nearly 100 guests from the US and UK, including Bo Burnham, Hannibal Buress, Al Murray, Greg Proops, Josh Whittacombe and Eddie Pepitone, all at comedianscomedian.com, the show that Greg Proops called Not Just Another Wanker Talking About Comedy. I'm Stuart Goldsmith. Speak to you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.